It was a very condescending discussion.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, why should we allow the Acoustical Society to be used by an outside outfit, namely the IEEE Audio and Electroacoustics Group, to run something that they think is going to, show me? Well, I don't know whether we showed him or not, but that was the most popular session that was held at that meeting of the Acoustical Society. But there were not people on the Executive Council of the Acoustical Society who had really had the foresight to see what it was going, mm-hmm. where it was going. Then, in 1995, Larry Rabiner is serving as vice president of the Acoustical Society, responsible for all the technical activities of the Acoustical Society, and the proposal is made that we should have a technical committee on signal processing. And he said, this is ridiculous. The signal processing is all pervasive across all fields of acoustics, and to have a separate technical committee on signal processing is, in today's world, is the wrong thing to do. He was overruled by the then 1995 members of the Executive Council, and they formed a technical committee on signal processing,
mm-hmm.
30 years too late. But that's sort of, many organizations, the PGA, the Audio Engineering Society, the Institute of Noise Control Engineering, all have come out of the Acoustical Society.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Acoustical Society dates from 1929, the first organization in this country that covered the entire field of acoustics, and there have been many, many offspring.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, in a way, you can look at the IEEE Signal Processing Society today as an offspring of the Acoustical Society, because, and yet it's five times the size.
Mm-hmm.
Four times the size of the Acoustical Society in membership.